Good morning, this is Chris with your daily Bible reading from the Gateway Church, Kinglin. Today's reading is from Mark chapter 12 and it's verses 1 to 12 and it's headed The Parable of the Tenants. He then began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a pit for the vine press and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and went away on a journey. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenant to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent another servant to them. They struck this man on the head and treated him shamefully. He sent still another, and that one they killed. He sent many others. Some of them they beat, others they killed. He had one left to send, a son, whom he loved. He sent him last of all, saying, "They will respect my son." But the tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they took him and killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. Haven't you read this scripture? The stone the builder rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvellous in our eyes. Then they looked for a way to arrest him, because they knew he had spoken the parable against them. But they were afraid of the crowd, so they left him and went away. Which of those verses stick out to you? To me, it's verse 6. He had one left to send, a son, whom he loved. He sent him last of all, saying, "They will respect my son." In this story, which character in the parable can you most relate to today? The vineyard owners, the tenant farmers, the servants, the son, the new tenants? How about in your recent and distant past? What do you feel about how God has been working in your life recently? What is the inheritance you are looking forward to receiving from God? And how have you been relating to Jesus' authority in your life lately? Each day as you come to Jesus, how do you make him feel welcome in your life? What actions in your life might make him feel unwelcome? Is Jesus the capstone in your life? That's certainly something to think about today, isn't it? Lord Jesus, help us to always put you first, to always put you central in our lives. Thank you that each day we can come to you afresh. We can ask you for forgiveness of our sins. Help us each day to accept what you bring to us. The blessings, the good things, maybe not the good things, where God is challenging us in some way. Help us always to realise that you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus, to be the person to love us the most in our lives, to walk alongside us each day. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus and all he means to us. Amen.